Blog Talk Radio. Come on.
Well,
get in the truck. Are you ready for this one?
Forgot to hit the button. I'm going to have a song. But anyway, I usually get that. But anyway, that's a good song. It's about bread. It's written by Nicole Donatoni. But tonight I want to introduce Marie Weichel, who's with Spreading Joy. Now, what Marie does with Spreading Joy, she buys school supplies for underprivileged kids, for kids having families having challenges. She teaches computer skills to people in shelters and people having challenges and lacks of skills. And she also does a big Christmas party for kids that are having challenges. And she's expanding the world with Spreading Joy. And the website is spreading-joy.org. And you can go there and donate money, and it's a tax, and it's also a tax-free, it's a tax-deductible donation. And without any further ado, I want to welcome Marie Weichel to the show. Welcome, Marie.
Thank you, Rob. It's been so long, and thank you so much for always having us on here. I really appreciate you using your resources to help us to be able to do more. I really appreciate it.
Well, see, here, this is something I'm truly understanding right now and in my own life. People are afraid to admit they don't know. Right now, this whole world has to admit to itself, we don't know how to move forward. So that opens up the lines of communication. And that's what Spreading Joy does. It opens up lines of communication. It gives people a boost in confidence to understand there's people that care, and that means a lot. So how do you feel that about giving people the hand up instead of the hand out really will expand the world, Marie?
You know, I believe that we all at some point in time will need a hand up. We will. It's just a matter of when. It's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. And it is hard to ask for help. It's very hard to ask for help. It's a humbling experience when you're asking for help for yourself, for your family, for whoever. It's very difficult because we don't like ourselves being in that situation. But it is going to happen. And the thing is when you do come and ask somebody for help, you know, I hope that you have a pleasant experience with that, and I hope that you're not looked down upon. And, you know, different agencies do things different ways. But we are all going to be in that situation. So with Spreading Joy, what we try to do is we don't place blame. We try to help fix the problem. And, yes, we see some of these kids year after year, and we help them with their school supplies. But that doesn't mean that their moms are not trying. That doesn't mean that their families are not trying. It just means that their situation just isn't getting any better. And every little bit helps. We're not giving these kids brand new embroidered, you know, $100 book bags filled with all kinds of great things. Usually the book bags that I get are usually about $10. And we fill them with the necessary items to be able to get them to walk back into that school setting with all the necessary things that they need so that they don't have to be embarrassed. They don't have to feel horrible about another school year. It takes just a little bit to do a whole lot. And you never know what we do today with these kids. I believe it is going to change their future because they could have gone through day after day, year after year, nobody helped them, nobody cared for them, nobody gave a hand up. And when they got to be an adult, like we are, they could look back with a little bit of bitterness and say, you know, no one ever helped me. Or they can look back and say, you know what, we got help. Every year this company called Spreading Joy brought us book bags and we had what we needed. And somebody cared for us. We didn't even know who those people are, and they cared for us. And these people could grow up. These kids can grow up to become doctors and lawyers and teachers and who knows what they can be, and they can give back to society because we took the time today to give a little bit, to give $10, to give $15. We do not know what we're investing in, and that's why I tell people a little bit today, a hand up today, will help change their future. And, you know, we do have people, there are people, everybody comes across them that are always after whatever they can get, and they don't ever want to give back. And there are going to be those people, but I do not let those few people spoil what is going on for those that really need. I don't. You got to have wisdom. You got to know who is who, and you just got to keep going with what you know. And so we work with these kids and try to help get them the supplies that they need. And like I said, we don't get them the great fancy things. We get them what they need to get them started through the school year. You know, like one of the things, instead of just giving them one or two pencils, we give them a whole pack. We give them a whole pack of pens and colored pencils. And in doing this, you know, they're so excited. There's videos on our site where the kids are holding up their bags and their smiles are so crazy big. And there's some interviews on there as well where we talk to them. You know, we interviewed potential judges. We interviewed potential basketball players. These children have dreams. And if we're not careful, there's going to come a day where they are so discouraged that their dreams are squashed. And they're not even going to care about what they wanted to be. They're just going to try to want to make it. And it doesn't take a lot. Between you and me, our Twitter accounts, our Facebook accounts, our LinkedIn accounts, you know, there are 1,000 people out there that could give just $10. And we could change these kids' world for the better. So we're all going to need a hand up some point in time. It's just a matter of when. So that's why I always try to do what I can even before I need anything.
Yeah, but when you're in the giving mode, in the spreading joy mode, aren't you opening up the ethers for you to receive the good in the universe?
You are. When you're out spreading joy and I encourage people to do one thing a day for someone else, at least one. There are times that you could do more than that, but at least one. When you are making a difference for somebody else, you're spreading joy to someone else on purpose, you're going to get back so much more than what you give. Whenever, you know, I encourage you, if you're ever in this area during the back-to-school time or Christmas time, come and be a part of it. Come and watch and be a part of what we do. You will be amazed at what $10, $20 can do. When you are out and about this summer and it's fixing to be hot and miserable, you got road crews working. Stop and get them an ice cream cone and take it to them. You got people that are just, you know, having hectic days here and there. Take some time and hand out some Reese cups. Smile at everybody you pass by. At the end of the day, when you look back at what you did, you're going to have received so much more than you gave out. And it doesn't take a lot. It doesn't have to break the bank. It can be something as simple as leaving a note for somebody, sending a text saying, hey, I thought about you this morning. There are so many things that we can do, but everybody gets wrapped up in, I can't do this. I can't make a difference. I don't have the resources. I don't have the money. I wish I had $1,000 to give. You know, I don't know too many people that can just write me a check for $1,000. But, you know, I know a lot of people that could write a check for $10, that could write a check for $5. So, I mean, we got to forget about what we can't do and start focusing, okay, here's where I am, here's what I have. What can I do right here, right now to make a difference? And quit looking at the negative and start focusing on the positive. And then when we do, we're going to receive so much more. Our hearts are going to be flooded with great joy. And then we get to do it all over again tomorrow. So it's amazing what we receive as individuals when we're giving and making a difference for others.
And, you know, here's the thing. You touched on, how is this world so locked into what we can't do, they're afraid to open their eyes to what we can do?
There are so many negative things bombarding us every single day. I've always said that every news show should begin with something positive and end with something positive. There are that many positive things out there. They could do that if they looked for it. But the negativity that we face just from day to day, from bills, from doctor bills, from unexpected breakdowns, we recently in our family, just in our family personally, the last 4 weeks, We've had something huge happen each week to where we've had to really scrape up the money to handle it. And I'm going on vacation next week with my kids, and I'm like, oh, no, it's digging into my vacation money. And it's very, very negative. And so you get discouraged, and you get beat down. And sometimes when things happen this week and then something happens next week, something happens the week after and then the week after, you get so beat up by life that you're just like, forget it. I don't want to deal with this anymore. When that happens, you've got to pull yourself out of that negativity by saying, okay, this is just another thing. I'm going to stop looking at the negativity right now. I'm going to stop focusing on that. I'm going to stop paying attention there, and I'm going to turn my attention elsewhere. It is something that you make yourself do. You do it on purpose. And once you start doing it on purpose every day, looking for the good, finding the good, spreading joy on purpose, it's going to become a way of life for you. You're going to be doing it every day. And there'll be times you won't even realize it, but you are. You're making a difference. And you're not even intending to on purpose. It's just happening naturally. And that's what we want to do with Spreading Joy. We want people. We want communities. We want groups and churches and organizations to be spreading joy every day and have it happening so naturally that it's not even something that they have to plan anymore. But for those people that it's not natural and you do need to plan, we can help with that. We have ideas on our website. We have a book that gives you an idea for every day. It can be done, and it can be done easily without spending a lot of money.
And that's the thing. You know, something that I've really noticed is a negative society is easier to control than a positive society. But a society that's willing to give and listen to each other opens the world up. And I've really expanded into that. But it's really... we're bombarded with the negativity on TV, but I look at it this way, Marie. All the negativity in the world is asking for my wisdom to expand the world out of the negativity. How do you feel about that?
It is, because whenever we are going through something bad, something negative, something horrible, it changes us, and it changes us in such a way that we can have empathy for someone else, that we can have more compassion, that we, you know, we can meet some of these people right where they are. You know, there are people that have always had really good jobs, really stable, secure, and then all of a sudden they lose their job and things aren't so stable anymore, things aren't so secure anymore. They can relate to the kids that we help at Christmas and the kids that we help at back to school because they were there. That was them. And now they're like, okay, we need to do a little bit to help these kids because we've been there, done that. You know, so when we're facing the hard times, you know, yes, it beats us up. Yes, it gets us down. But we are going to learn from it, and we're going to be able to help others by it. You know, when I was growing up, we didn't have a whole lot, but we never really, we didn't dwell on that. You know, we didn't really know that. You know what I mean? So whenever I come across these kids or we're in, you know, not so great neighborhood, it doesn't affect me because I feel, you know, I can fit in. I don't feel like, you know, I'm out of place because, you know, I've been there. I've done that. And so whenever we're going through these trials and issues, one thing to keep in mind, it's going to pass. It's going to pass. It's not going to last forever. And then number two, once we're on the other side of it, we're going to be stronger, better, and wiser. And it is hard to remember that when we're going through it. Trust me, when it seems like you're crying over something every day, over hurt, over sickness, over illness, over a job loss, over problems every day, it is hard to see that there is going to be an end to that, but it is going to come. And you will be able to help others, and you'll be able to spread joy to others simply because of what you've been through.
You know, nothing happens because it really, all the episodes in somebody's life where you really got to scrape and scratch and get it done, that's really a charisma character builder because something always comes through. Anyway, it has for me, even though some of the bleakest times I really wonder. So, Marie, with Spreading Joy, in school, I know we're just getting out of school, but we go back to school.
We do. You know, whenever kids are getting out of school for the summer, spreading joy is preparing for school, and we are. We are already, actually at the beginning of this year, I started writing away for grants, writing away for help, trying to get some extra help to do more this year. Typically, we do between 250 and 300 back-to-school bags that we give out, and they're full of spiral notebooks and loose-leaf paper and pocket folders and crayons and glue and pencils and pens and colored pencils and anything that we can afford to put in there. But right now, while they're carefree and having fun and they're not even thinking about school, their moms are. Their parents are thinking about, what are we going to do? We got to start all over again. We can't send them to school with hand-me-downs. We can't let them use that old raggedy book bag again. And they're dealing with these problems. And that's where we come in. That's where we want to help. You know, we would love to give away 500 this year. Every year I have that goal. And every year we will do what we can with what we have. If we get enough donations to give out 500 bags, we will. If we get enough to give out 100, we will. But the thing is it takes just a little bit from a lot of people. People giving $10 every, you know, paycheck or $10 once a month. Or, you know, maybe they're doing really good and they just got a bonus and they could give $50 or $100, whatever it is people can give, we need them to do that. We need the donations. I have people helping me to get some things secure so that maybe we can do some giveaways this summer. We're working on that, and you'll be seeing that in the near future. But, you know, these kids, they don't worry and wonder where their stuff is going to come from. But their parents do, and I know that the kids that we work with and deal with, they know that we're going to have something for them. They just don't know what or how much. So it would be, it would be really, really great if we could provide for 500 children this year. And all it takes is sending a check to our PO box or making a donation online. And it, like I said, it doesn't have to take a lot. It doesn't have to break the bank. Maybe you could take your lunch one day instead of buying it and trade up for a book bag to change this child's future. All it takes is a little bit from a lot of us. And with technology these days, there's no reason why everyone within the sound of my voice or the sound of my voice on Twitter or Facebook can't jump in and help.
And the mailing address to spend the money is Spreading Joy Corporation, P.O. Box 1771, Denver, North Carolina, 28037. And there's a donate page on the top where you just see Spreading Joy at spreading-joy.org. There's a donate page. You can use your MasterCard, Visa, Discover.
Yep.
And also, there's a book on here. Marie's a published author, and we're going to talk about Spreading Joy Daily. It's written by Marie Weichel. It's a Spreading Joy Daily, Ideas to Motivate the Discouraged and Increase Awareness for Anyone with Limited Resources Seeking to Make a Difference. And, you know, it doesn't really take a lot to make a difference. You know, I walk through the store and I see an older person. I always say, help. I always call them a young person. And that really opens us up. If you can make somebody smile, you've made their day. How does Spreading Joy put a smile on people's face?
Yeah, it really, Spreading Joy does. And when you look at, you know, spreading joy to your family, it could be something as simple as, you know, get the kids up. It's okay. It's the summertime. We're out of school. We're celebrating. It's no chore day today. No one's doing any chores today. That is in the book. I encourage parents to do that. You go and you play and you have fun. When you're spreading joy to strangers and you're doing things for people that you don't know, it doesn't have to cost a lot. Sure, you could get somebody's meal if you wanted to, and we have cards that we could send you to help with that. But if you can't afford something like that, then maybe you could get flowers from your garden and take it to one of your neighbors, or you can have your kids help to clean up their yards. There are so many ideas, but a lot of people, instead of thinking about what they have surrounding them as far as good things that they can do to help others and ways they can spread joy to their family and strangers. They focus on what they don't have. So we want to get people thinking the opposite direction. We want to get them thinking a different way. You know, what is it that you have right now that you can do to make a difference? And I had a teacher recently tell me, she's like, you know, I've got your book, and I was looking through it, and I was thinking, I can't actually do this on this day, but I can change it up a little bit, and I can do this. That's what the book is designed to do. It's designed to get you thinking about ways to make a difference. You might not can do any of the things I have listed in the book, but I guarantee you if you get the book and you start reading through it, you know, take a Sunday and read through the week, and I guarantee it's probably no more than 2 pages, 3 pages at the most. Get your ideas together for the week, and you can make a difference effortlessly. And if you can't do exactly what's suggested, use those ideas to help you think of other ideas that you can use with your current situation and your current resources. That's what the book is designed to do, is to get you spreading joy daily.
And, you know, once you start spreading joy daily, it takes over you, too. But, Marie, with these kids and their parents, and how does that, when people are fear and they're all wound up about what they don't have, how does that cause angst in the family, do you feel?
Oh, it does. It really does. I remember, my son is 22 years old now. I remember the day we brought him home for Christmas, from the hospital. We literally, due to my husband's job loss, and I had to be in the hospital for a week and a half before he was born, we literally came home to nothing as far as food goes. We had nothing. We had no food. And I thought, my husband had told me that that was happening, but I thought it was just stuff he didn't want to fix. You know how you guys are. You don't want to fix stuff, so that means there's no food in the house. No, he wasn't kidding. There was nothing. I'm a brand new mom, a wife of just a few years, and I've got this baby in my arms, and I am thinking, what am I going to do? I can't even feed my husband, much less my kids. It creates anxiety like you wouldn't believe. And there are so many organizations helping people, but there's so much red tape. And I know the struggles, you know, because of things like that, like with my dad when he was sick. He couldn't get help and couldn't get the medicine he needed because of red tape. And sometimes you just like, is there not someone that can help me? And you reach the bottom of that rope, and it's not pleasant for the children that's around you, because as much as you try to hide it, they can see it. They're not stupid. It's not pleasant for the people around you that you work with, because, and if you're down all the time, they know it. And your actions are contagious, whether they're good or bad. It's contagious. When you're happy and things are going great, it's contagious. When you're not feeling good, that's kind of contagious. Not too long ago, I had a problem with my mouth. I had a tooth that had a bad problem. And for a week, it was just giving me grief. So I was, you know, a little more reserved, a little more quiet. My head just throbbed, you know, and you could tell a difference. And my boss was like, you know, you really must not feel good, because I wasn't my normal, usual, crazy kind of self. But, you know, whatever it is you are, you know, whether you're, what you're going through, that will rub off on somebody. So even if you're going through some hard times, try to keep it positive, but reach out for help. Let somebody know. There's no shame in that. You know, there's no shame in saying, I don't feel good today. I'm having a rough time. I had no idea that we brought my son home to a house with no food. And my best friend came over, and we were all focusing on the baby, but at that point in my life, I was so young, it was hard to tell her that, you know, we just didn't have any food. And thankfully, I didn't have to. Her husband went in the kitchen to get something to drink and was looking for the glasses and realized that every cabinet was empty. And they helped us out. So, I mean, you might not always have that kind of opportunity, but, you know, if somebody comes to you or if you're somebody that needs help, ask your friends, ask for help. And if you can help somebody, do what you can. Even if it's $25 worth of groceries, do what you can.
You know, you just said something that's very profound there. You got to admit it to to get it.
Yeah.
You got a challenge in your life? It is, because we've been taught not to be babies, and actually you're a baby by holding it in rather than admit it. And that's something I really expanded into myself. You got to admit all your challenges to overcome them.
Yeah. That's the first step. That's the first step in getting past it, is meeting it head on. You know, I know a lot of us are wimpy when it comes to that kind of stuff, and we want to kind of cower in the corner and say, okay, this is going to pass. You know, you said that at the beginning of the show, that this is going to pass, and I'm just going to wait it out. But sometimes it's not possible. It's not. And that's, you know, these kids, you're going to see some of the same smiling faces. There's probably 80, 90 kids that we really work with continuously. And you're like, well, if that's the case, then why do you want to give out 500 book bags? Because giving out book bags is a lot cheaper than giving out, you know, 8 or 9 toys to 500 kids. So, I mean, we want to have a greater impact at this time of the year because, you know, there are more organizations that do bigger things at Christmas time. So, in a sense, we literally just keep doing what we can with what we have. We never want to turn anyone away, and every year it never fails. We usually never have enough book bags. So that's what we're really hoping, that people will just kind of reach into their wallets, reach into their hearts, see what they can do this year, see how they can partner with us and help us to be able to make a difference and impact the hearts of 500 children and help to change their future for the better.
You know, here's the thing, and that book bag might save that kid a lot of ridicule in today's egotistical society.
Yeah, it will. You know, if they walk in there with their old book bag, immediately, kids are mean, adults are mean, but kids are mean. They're going to immediately start receiving some ridicule. They're going to be picked on. The kids are not going to forget. And as much as we don't want it to happen, it's going to happen. So if we can save 500 children from ridicule that first week of school, they can hold their head high, have some great self-esteem for that year, then it's worth it. It's worth a donation every paycheck. And that's what I do. I make a donation every paycheck. We have 0 paid employees. Everything with Spreading Joy is a labor of love, just because we know what good it'll do. I have a good job. I don't need any money on the side. I mean, I do. We all do. You know what I mean? But I don't take any kind of payment from Spreading Joy. I give to it like I ask people to do. And I'm going to continue to. And I just hope that others will, you know, look at the pictures, look at the interviews, look at what we need, and make a donation. You can either, you know, you can send supplies if you want, but if you want to save on the postage and shipping, send a donation and we'll go pick the things up. It's just all in what you want to do and what you can afford to do.
And also, I want you to pay attention to Marie's voice. This ain't coming from her head. This is, all these words are coming from her heart.
Yeah.
You know, go ahead.
I was going to say, you know, I've been there and I've done that and I've lived it. And so I know some of what these kids are going through, and that's why I'm so passionate about it. You know, I will literally do whatever needs to be done. And if that means, you know, making a donation every other week, I will, or sitting out and collecting supplies outside of a Walmart, I will. And, we hope that other people will do this, but start living a life of spreading joy, not just expecting and being entitled, feeling like they're entitled, but, you know, giving, living a life of giving and changing people's hearts. That's what it's about.
And that's also, you know, if you got a job, you received a job, you were given a job,
yeah.
And you received a job. If you can receive, you can give.
Yeah.
And that is something it is. And now, Marie, we're down to the last 30 seconds here. Give the people some wisdom, and I'm going to close out the show.
Oh, Rob, thank you. Time always flies by when I'm talking to you. Thank you for allowing us to do this, but really, don't focus on what you don't have. Don't focus on what you can't do. Look at your resources. Look at right here, right now, what's surrounding you. You can make a difference with what you have. You already have everything you need. you're already equipped to make a difference for someone every single day. And the main key is to have fun spreading joy. Have fun making a difference. And when you do, you're going to see that your heart is just flooded and overwhelmed with great joy. And you're going to say, yep, she's exactly right. There is no joy like spreading joy. Thanks, Rob.
Well, thank you, Marie, for being here. And thank you, all the listeners. And I also want to send a heartfelt prayer to Oklahoma and Oklahoma
mm-hmm.
City.
Yeah.
If you don't think you have challenges, just look what them people are going through. So we'll send prayers and we'll send them some spreading joy. Thank you, Marie, and
thanks,
all the
Rob.
Listeners. And anyway, and it's spreading-joy.org. You can go there, donate money, and open it, and it's all tax deductible, and the mailing address is Spreading Joy Corporation, P.O. Box 1771. Denver, North Carolina, 28037. And everybody, have a blessed day, and thank you for being here. And Maurice, thank you for your spreading joy. And good night, everybody, and we'll talk to you later.